Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Ohio State men's and women's basketball are going dancing. Jake Diebler's Buckeyes are in the 8th seed of the NCAA men's tournament. They'll face 9th seed TCU Thursday at 12:15 from Greenville, South Carolina. Hear the Jake Diebler Show up next on The Fan. Kevin McGuff's Buckeyes will host the first two rounds of the NCAA women's tourney, opening with 14 seed Howard Saturday at 11:30. Other college news, former Ohio State men's basketball coach Thad Matta announced his retirement after 21 seasons, the last four at his alma mater, Butler. Matta coached 13 seasons at Ohio State, where he's the program's winningest head coach with 337 victories, making two Final Fours and an NCAA title game appearance in 2007. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union, the best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
From Learfield, this is the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters, a fun casual joint, and brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance and by the American Dairy Association Mideast on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics. Now, along with Coach Jake Diebler and former Ohio State captain Ron Stokes, here's the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels.
Thanks for joining us this week, and we've been waiting a while to say this, Jake, but congratulations on making the NCAA tournament. Getting in there after the two games in Chicago at the Big Ten tournament, 8 seed playing 9 seed TCU. What a thrill for your basketball team, coaching staff, players, and everybody connected.
Yeah, yesterday was a great moment for us, and but it didn't last real long because then it was time to get back to work. But, you know, I'm happy for our guys. I know how we get to see how hard they work every single day. Happy for our staff and, good step, for our program and, where we've been over the last few years and now getting to this point. But, this season's not done and we got some work to do yet and excited, about the opportunity to play against a really good TCU team on Thursday in Greenville and, we got to focus on getting ready for that.
Coach, we know how special your relationship with all your players, but especially your point guard and Bruce Thornton. Watching him at the beginning of the year when he was asked this question about how important it was for him to for his legacy to get to the tournament, and he said it was important to him. Have you had some one-on-one time with him just to hear how he feels about this accomplishment? I know there's a lot of basketball to be played, but to his first opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, we talked, last night before the selection show started, and it was great. I also know Bruce, and you could see the joy on his face when we saw that, but you could also pretty quickly see like he's ready to get back to practice and get back to work. And that's one of the things I appreciate about him. But I told him, enjoy this. We've worked really hard to get here, and we've overcome a lot to get here. And, we're not done yet. So all our guys, I think it was funny to see some of our guys like, man, I'm a little nervous to see what happens. And which was cool. It was cool to see because our guys, they appreciate this opportunity. They've worked extremely hard for it. It's something we've been talking about since the beginning of the season. So I'm really happy for them.
Yeah, kind of nice they got it out of the way early during the selection show, wasn't it?
We didn't have to wait a whole lot. That was one thing. So, but it was cool to just experience the joy in the room in that moment.
When you think about the last 5 games, the way your team has played, and yes, you didn't get where you wanted to go in Chicago, but certainly some good momentum adding to what happened in the last 3 games of the regular season. What are the things that stand out to you about how the last 5 games and the good play that has occurred?
Well, I think, right now we're playing some efficient basketball, which is important, and we're rebounding better. It's going to be critical against TCU, who does a good job going to the offensive glass. And, for us, I think, taking care of the ball is important. It's going to be important against TCU, who does a good job turning teams over. So I just like the fight we've played with. I like the toughness we've played with and the connection we've played with in the last, really, I think going back to the middle of February.
Coach, when you mentioned toughness, being able to respond to the opposition's runs, I thought the pace of the game favored your team when you played the school up north. What all went into that? Because I know that you call plays from the sideline, but getting the guys to play the right way based on the opposition. But I thought that was important for you guys to stay close to Michigan and put yourself in a position to win.
Yeah, I think our team has an ability to thrive in transition at times, but also thrive in the half court at times. And a big part of our game plan, which we didn't do very well to start the game, was keep them out of transition and early offense opportunities. So, you know, part of you can do that by taking care of the ball. Yep. And, you know, I felt like against them, if it became a high possession game, that favored more them than it did us. So we had to make some adjustments with that stuff. And also, you know, for our guys, like we're playing some guys some really heavy minutes. And, you know, so I think you got to be opportunistic because, you know, you got to pick and choose your spots. And I thought we did that well, you know, and really we were a make or two away from winning that game. And thought we got some good looks in the last, you know, 3-4 minutes that we hit, you know, a lot of times. So I think for that specific game, we were strategic with the, you know, number of possessions and how we could try to make them play longer offensive possessions. You know, that was important, not letting them get a good look in the first 6 to 8 seconds.
You know, the other thing that I was impressed with is the fact that, you know, it didn't go your way at Iowa. They won pretty sizably at the end of the game. And then, of course, the last game against Michigan. But the second time you played those teams, or third time for Michigan, you made the adjustment. You got to be happy with your team in terms of being able to respond and learn from the previous games.
Yeah, got to give our staff a lot of credit, I think, with that. But also our team, we have a high basketball IQ team, and they've prepared really well. And I think we were efficient, you know, and strategic with how we prepared for both those games in the Big Ten tournament. And, you know, our guys responded to that really well. And I think part of what's helped us is our defensive ball pressure's improved, and we've been able to be a little more disruptive. So those are things we got to continue to do. You know, I told our guys, like, we can't change now how we've approached things, right? We found success with our approach, and we found success with some of our adjustments. Like, we have to keep doing that. And, you know, we got to be specific to TCU now, but our themes and kind of overall approach, you know, in the last 3 to 4 weeks, it has to stay the same.
You know, Ron mentioned the Iowa game. Safe to say we could see the difference it made heading Christoph Tilley as opposed to not having him in the game in Iowa City?
It plays a role. Yeah,
a big role.
Plays a role. You know, he's been really good here since he came back from injury, and I like the aggressiveness he's playing with. Could probably be even a little more aggressive, but he's sharing the ball well. He's rebounding well. You know, I just think he's played well since he's come back from injury, and you know, he fought through there at the end of the game. We had to take him out. Didn't know if we were going to get him back for the last possession or two, and he was able to get back out there. So just the toughness he showed has been great.
When you talk about that toughness, Coach, what all goes into that? Because he's a certain way at the beginning of the year. Obviously, you want to get better every single game as the season goes on. But what goes into being tougher at this juncture of the year?
Well, you know, we got to recruit guys, and we did with this team who have some of that internally. And then I think, you know, that's an important characteristic of our program. It's ingrained in the culture of who we are. So, you know, you can lean on that to help guys raise their level of toughness when they look around and see. And when we coach it, we hold guys accountable to it. And so I think you can move the needle, and you need to, as a coach, move the needle in that regard for guys individually and for your team. But making a mistake, we got guys who are made of the right stuff internally, and I think that plays a big role.
If you have a question for Coach Diebler, you could submit it to our Union Home Mortgage inbox at OhioStateBuckeyes.com and click on Coach's Show inbox, Union Home Mortgage. Learn about their 1% down payment program at UHM.com and MLS number 2229. More of today's show presented by Roosters coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Window Nation customers have been singing our praises for years. With fast, local service and an industry-leading 96% customer satisfaction rating, it's no wonder.
I researched window companies for the last year to see what the average prices were and the quality of work. Window Nation nailed both.
Right now, get 4 windows free with every 4 you buy, plus no interest for 2 years. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Schedule a free estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
If you are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. So listen close. You stick to your coast at all costs. You never let traffic stop your drive. You aren't just a dreamer. You're a doer. You power through all of life's hills and valleys without hesitation. You're not looking to be discovered. You've already found your place. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. You've earned every last drop of this rich golden lager, so raise it up high. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Modern Office Methods, your authorized Ricoh dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
Running around is a requirement on the court, but it shouldn't be the norm for grocery shopping. Get everything in one place at Giant Eagle, with produce delivered daily, meat and seafood expertly cut by our team, and bread and desserts baked in-store. Fresh is our thing. With My Perks Rewards, everyday low prices, and weekly deals, saving is simple. Shop at Giant Eagle, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. For freshness, quality, and savings in one stop, Giant Eagle, because it matters.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Hear every Buckeye game every year. The Fan. You're listening to the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back to our show this week. Time for our Elk and Elk Injury Report. And what a boost to getting Brandon Knoll back into the game on Friday afternoon. That had to be a great thing.
Yeah, it was. Happy for him, too. He's worked so hard to be available and get back to, you know, playing form. And, listen, his size and versatility, right, and athleticism and strength and all that, like, that's valuable. And so we're excited to have him back. And, you know, I thought his conditioning held up well. I thought he went out and kind of just looked normal, which was good to see.
It certainly was. The injury report brought to you by Elk and Elk. Serious fans of Ohio State Athletics, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Go Bucks. Before we start talking more about your team, you brought us some news when you sat down here, and I think the folks here would be interested to know. Thad Mata announced his retirement this morning. A guy I know that means an awful lot to you. He's meant an awful lot to Ohio State when he was here. Just what's that make you think about?
Yeah, well, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with Thad when I was video coordinator for him. And the bulk of my day pre-practice was he and I watching film together. And we did that for, you know, 3 years. So I got to learn a lot and got to see how he interacted with players. And he's very influential on who I am as a coach today. And so, you know, congratulations, Coach. I mean, he gonna find his way to a beach, I think, somewhere, Ron, and and he deserves it. And Hall of Famer, who, you know, played a significant role in the history of this program, and his, you know, legacy in this program is one that should be celebrated, and we will celebrate it. And, you know, two Final Fours, a ton of draft picks, and just, you know, brought in a lot of, you know, high-level people who we try to get around this program as much as possible. So, obviously, you know, personally, John playing for him and the influence he had on John and our family I'm happy for Coach to, you know, get a chance to sit back, relax, and hopefully I can call him a little bit more often now that he's not as busy.
Do you think Barb's got a honey-do list ready?
I can only imagine that there's some things Coach got to catch up on a little bit. But, yeah, congratulations to Barb, too. You know, I mean, she's mm-hmm. you guys got to spend time around. She's the best. And so happy for their family because, you know, what an awesome career. And, you know, hopefully they get a chance to sit back and relax a little bit now.
Yeah, there's a reason why his name's up there on the banner, right? There's a real good reason. But you guys, once coaching gets in your blood, look at your family, dad and then the sons.
Yep.
Yeah, how many times is your dad retired?
Yeah, I lost count. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's, you know, I think the one thing that people who maybe didn't get to see Thad operate on a day-to-day basis, the relationship he had with his players was special. And, you know, I always took note of that. And I think he coached with just oddly didn't take himself too serious, right? He had fun. He coached with joy. And I thought those two things were really special for a young coach like me at that time to be able to witness that. Certainly influential on my career.
So when you look at some of that valuable time that you had with that, what are some of the key takeaways when you're doing the film session and watching that?
Well, we would watch film a lot of times. You've been back in our locker room. It's changed a little bit, but you know that theater kind of seating where guys had to walk past there to get to the locker room. So he and I would sit out there so he could, you know, kind of see guys when they walked by, and you know, he'd work out of the lounge under there with the door open so he could see guys. So we would sit there. I got to see him. You know, he'd stop middle of film session, bring a guy over, watch a few clips with him, talk to him a little bit, and just seeing that interaction was powerful. And then, you know, when it came time to sit down and watch and prep and, you know, practice and what he wanted to cover, you know, based on what we were looking at. So being able to see just all of that unfold kind of right before my eyes and almost – you almost got a glimpse into how his mind worked. Mm-hmm. Was really special.
You know, Jake, as we watch what your team has done this year, and we were able to see Thursday's game when the game with Iowa ended, and you've talked about how connected and close this team is. You could kind of see that out there on the court, and that has to continue to be a great endorsement going into this next stage of the season.
Yeah, I think so. I think this group really enjoys being around each other. That's not the case, I think, you know, across the country. Where I don't think everybody's feeling that at this time of year, but we are. And they've continued to work hard. You guys have watched us practice. Like, you know, we're not practicing as long, but, like, there's a competitive edge in how we practice and a toughness. And our guys have done it's a really fun group to coach and a fun group to be around. And I think that chemistry, you know, that I talked about really even back in June has played a big role in how we've overcome the adversity we face this season and are now playing, you know, our best basketball of the year.
Go ahead, Paul. We want to acknowledge Jan in Dayton. She had a question from our Union Home Mortgage inbox list of questions that we've already covered, talking about Brandon Noble. We'll go to Sam in Canton asking about your discussions of playing meaningful games in March. How gratifying is it to you and your staff and your team to be in the position that you're in right now?
You know, it was important, and we talked, you know, at the beginning of the season that, you know, told our guys we're going to be playing in big-time games down the stretch of the season, and we got to prepare for those now, and we got to work really hard. We got to lay a great foundation, and for that to come to fruition was, you know, was important. It was important for us, and, you know, we wanted to be playing, you know, and I think we did the last couple weeks. We played more for seeding than anything else, and that was important. And, listen, I've said this, like, there's possessions, like single possessions from early in the season that I would love to be able to go back to, right? And but I think for me, for our staff, this is a really good step forward, you know, for our program. And again, we're not done yet this year. Like, we're not sitting back and, you know, patting ourselves on the back. Like, by all means, it started as soon as we saw our name called. Like, it's time to get to work. And I think this team has a lot of season left if we can continue to approach things the right way. And so that's what we're fighting for today. Like, I just want to have a good practice today, Ron. I don't, like, outside of that, I want us to have a good practice. I want guys to get some good rehab and recovery. And I want to watch some more film and, then we'll get up and do it again tomorrow.
You know, it's interesting, and I've shared this with you before. I'll get my text messages from all my teammates and former players, and one of the common themes that I'm getting now is that the team is different.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are players that played the game, and what I took away from that is, like you said, they're responding against the opposition's runs, the toughness defensively, responding to you when there's key moments. But just a couple of things that you could just share with us, the difference of where they were at the beginning of the year to where they are to now.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've developed a collective toughness, and it's taken some time to develop that. But it's like our commitment to developing that has paid off. And that's helped us defensively. I think it's helped us, you know, like you said, manage the momentum of a game, whether positive or negative, better. And it's helped guys, like, you know, this group has executed well out of timeouts, you know, for the most part this season. They've been able to execute defensively this season better as the season's gone on. And I think that toughness, and listen, you know this, like, I don't care what everybody thinks. I care what our former players think. Like, that matters to me. And so I've gotten similar messages from guys that are like, hey, you know, tell the guys to keep doing what they're doing and, you know, love what we're seeing, coach. And that stuff, you know, that means something to me. And I value what those guys think. And so for them to say that to you, man, that's great news, because it means we're doing the right stuff.
The thing that I love to see is how your team comes out of timeouts or end of halves. I thought the sets that you ran to get the score, but it was Bruce Thornton against Michigan. But I know it's a progression, right? Or you caught those timeouts early in the year to set up the end of the year. But in the Big Ten tournament, a lot of teams know what you're going to do. What are some of the things you had to do to be successful during those stretches?
You know, I think there's a fine line as a coach of your players got to be confident and comfortable in what you're doing offensively. And, like, you know, you can overcoach, I think, at times. You can try to be too creative in some moments. And yes, coaches know, you know, your tendencies. Like, they watch film just like we do, and you're able to anticipate certain things. So you want – this team has done a good job of being able to add some wrinkles and some counters. But I think I've also learned that, you know, we can't – do completely new stuff necessarily. Like, it's got to be within the confines of our system and foundation. And, you know, I've learned that over time. Now, this team, you know, really more so than last year, gives a coach some creative freedom because of the basketball IQ and the skill set and the connection that they're playing with. So that's great, but it's tempting at times to, like, become too creative. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that's something that I've had to grow in as a coach. And I think our points per possession and things, you know, in some of those situations, the analytics in some of those situations have improved because, you know, our team is committed to each other and focused and being, you know, executing well in those situations.
We'll come back and talk more with Coach Diebler when we continue with our show presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. SafeLight Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Ready?
It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready? Recover. Repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like a stylishly affordable Corolla. Now through March 31st, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Corolla, Corolla Hybrid, or Corolla Cross. Excludes GR Corolla. Or lease a new gas-powered Corolla LE for $199 a month for 36 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Forever starts with the perfect diamond. Hi, it's Alex Johnson from The Diamond Seller, and for over 78 years, our family has helped generations of couples celebrate love with brilliance, quality, and unbeatable prices. At Diamond Seller, bigger diamonds and better prices are our promise to you. Whether you're popping the question or upgrading your sparkle, trust the experts. Because diamonds, they're our forte. Visit us at Diamond Seller on Salmo Road or at Easton Town Center and learn more at DiamondSeller.com.
Always and forever, your home of the Buckeyes. Home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Now back to the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
The Roosters Foundation helps raise over $1 million each year for local charities and organizations and is the official wing sponsor of your Ohio State Buckeyes. The Roosters Foundation donated $25 for every foul shot the Buckeyes made at home this season for a total of $7,475 to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. Make it Roosters, a big-hearted community partner and a fun, casual joint. And welcome back to our show this week as Ohio State gets ready for the NCAA tournament to take on TCU on Thursday. Jake, as you were talking about all the stuff in the last segment about the team preparing and all of that. We saw a few instances in Chicago in the Big Ten tournament. I wanted to ask you about how you got some defensive stops based on scouting and how guys took what was talked about in practice and all of that and put it in play in the game. In particular, there was a lob pass that Ivan Yugovin jumped up and denied somebody for.
Yeah, you know, I think little moments like that show just where the preparation is carrying over, right, to the game. And this time of year, you got enough data that you can identify tendencies. Now, you know, we're going against, like, TCU's got some really good players. So it's not like, oh, you take this away, you're guaranteed, right? But I think you want to try to prevent teams from playing to their strengths. And you want to try to make them uncomfortable and be disruptive defensively. That's what we've been doing better. But there were multiple examples of guarding, you know, taking a team out of their action. And you know, where you see on film them getting a layup or a wide open shot, and then you take that away, and now you're making them get to their second or third or kind of play after the play. And I thought we did a much better job of that here down the stretch of the season.
I would say so as well. I mean, anyone that watches Wisconsin and that dynamic backcourt that they have, I mean, they throw 30 up on you anytime and
each.
But yeah. what you and your team and your staff prepare for, I thought that was one of the best defensive games you had the entire year.
Yeah, and when you consider the couple wins that they had just got done mm-hmm. having, I think it was a big mm-hmm. that was a big win for us at a time where, you know, we needed that, and we needed it at home. Mm-hmm. We needed it against a team that was really good. And it was funny after the game. It's like, well, that's not a quad one. I'm like, ha, just you wait. You know, like that. So they were playing like a quad 1A, you know, at that time of the year. So, and, you know, I think they're a team who can really do some damage in the tournament with those two guards. But, yeah, that was an example of, you know, us really executing our defensive game plan well. And I think we've shown when we can do that, it's we're a different team.
You were talking about not overcoaching and staying constant with things, but is there also a mode of putting some new twists or different twists and different looks?
Yeah, I think absolutely. You know, you gotta be able to, you know, catch a team off guard in a couple possessions. Like, I think as a coach, you need to manufacture some points for your team. Like, that's part of your responsibility. I'm also a believer in players making plays too, and, you know, we have really good players, so I want them to have the freedom and play with aggressiveness to go be themselves and play to their strengths. And, you know, that's something that we're defining, right, as the year's gone on. And, you know, for us, valuing possessions is important. Well, that's certainly taking care of the ball, but it's also the quality of shot we're getting and evaluating that. So a lot goes into it. But I think at times, you know, you watch so much film, you see things, and you want to almost like do too much. Mm-hmm. And now if your guys are overthinking, they're not moving as fast, they're not playing off instincts as well, they're hesitating at times, and that's what you have to prevent. So that's where I think that balance comes, is you got to know what your team can handle, and you want to push that limit as high as you can to steal a possession or gain a possession, right, as often as you can in the game. But you don't want to cross that line, because now they're hesitant. Now they're overthinking. Now maybe it could be confusing, and that could be paralyzing. Now we're not moving as well. So I think we've kind of found where that line is with this team, and we're just hovering right there really well right now.
Coach, you had talked about your role when you came here at Ohio State in the video as a video person. How has that helped you in asking for the stuff that you need to prepare you for coaching?
Well, there's been some advances, you know, in technology,
yeah,
since then, but at least I know and appreciate all the hard work that goes into, to, you know, me being able to open up my computer and watch a game, right, or watch multiple games, or watch edits and breakdowns. So it gives me just, I think, good perspective and an appreciation for just all the hard work that went on leading into Selection Sunday and immediately after Selection Sunday. I mean, we had guys up here in this building for late night,
yeah,
last night, working, and just so appreciative of the, you know, our basketball family, and all the different people that play, you know, significant roles in doing that. But I don't know that if I would have had that, you know, truly been able to appreciate that perspective if I hadn't done that.
When you look at the course of or the body of work for a team like TCU, when you're trying to understand where they are today, how much do you pay attention to early in the year, middle of the year versus the end?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you certainly probably put more value on the end, but, like, I've gone back and watched some stuff, you know, already from earlier in the season, and you're trying to identify, you know, okay, games they've played their best, games they haven't, you know, what, why on both sides, and look and see. Then, you know, you're also looking to see, okay, who in that league maybe runs a similar defensive scheme or run similar offensive actions that we do, and how does that, you know, how did they handle those? So you're going through and kind of combing through all of that different stuff, because, you know, in the Big Ten, you know a lot more about each team. This is a team that, you know, we hadn't played, so you're almost approaching it a little bit differently, but you also, I think, got to value how well they've been playing, you know, in their last, you know, 10 games. I mean, they've been playing really well.
What we saw over the weekend, or the week, I guess we should say, from Amari Bynum, especially against Iowa, is that just a continuation of how he's flourishing in his role?
Just, you know, he's approaching things so well for a young player. He's embraced the physicality of the highest level of college basketball. He's playing with great confidence. I had to get on him against the team up north to be more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I've just been so impressed with his growth as a player, and also not surprised, because I know what he's made of, and, you know, how he carries himself and how he approaches every single day. So it's he's played an important role in the success of this team and us playing our best ball here down the stretch. And, you know, and I just need to keep doing what he's doing, and you know, he's going to play a big role in the next game for sure.
You got on to be aggressive, but they do have the defensive player of the year in the middle of that lane at 7'3". Oh my goodness!
They had some size, and I thought he passed up a couple shots,
yeah,
that you know, he needs to take.
Yeah.
And
if he blocked, they get blocked, they get blocked.
Well, whether it's inside, I thought he passed up a three or two, yeah, as well, and mm-hmm, and so I just want him, just, you know, don't overthink it, just play free, man. Be aggressive. And I think when he's doing that, he's a special player.
We've seen what Gabe Cupps gives you defensively, but how about how he was able to contribute offensively in the last two games?
It was great. Yeah, it was great. You know, good for him to see the ball go through. You know, I think he had been struggling, shooting it a little bit, but he's also been battling injury, you know, and people don't realize that because he's always available. So I appreciate his toughness that he showed, but I like the confidence he's playing with right now. And then defensively, he's you know really improved as the year's gone on with his ability to guard the ball and be disruptive. So certainly a high basketball IQ player, but his ball pressure has been a good thing for us too.
Well, Coach, normally at this time of the year, you have your rotations. Now you got Brandon Noel back. Taysom Chapman did not play in the last ball game. So what goes into trying to make sure you have things working the way you want?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there's a lot of value in how we've been playing down the stretch, and you can't abandon that, right? But, you know, I think, and you saw this in the Big Ten tournament, when it presented itself for us to be bigger out there, we have now the ability to do that. But, you know, Taysom has been, you know, played a huge role for us here down the stretch, and, you know, we can get him back out there, which, you know, has been – you know, played a huge role for us here down the stretch, and you know we can get him back out there, which you know hopefully we can. He's gonna still play a big role for us if he's doing what he needs to do. So there's no kind of, I think we've kind of settled into a good rotation, but we now have some more tools available to use, which makes it better. But we can't, you know, I don't think any wholesale changes in the lineup right now is the right thing.
Brian in Columbus with our next Union Home Mortgage Inbox question. How do you prepare for how an NCAA tournament game may be officiated, especially with officials that may not have had your team this season?
Well, the tournament's full of the best officials in the country, so that's encouraging. But I think for us, we're going to focus on the things that we can control. We've gotten better at guarding without fouling. I think our ball pressure has improved during that stretch as well, and that's been a part of it. It's going to be a physical game. You've got two physical teams. And so we're going to play our game, you know. And if we got to make an adjustment as the game's being called, we will. But, you know, I think we want to, you know, we want to put pressure on the rim on offense, and we want to play with great physicality on defense. And when that shot goes up, it's going to be an all-out battle, you know. And so that's life in the Big Ten. You know, we know what it takes to do that well, and they're a team who does it really well, you know, offensive rebounding. So, you know, this is going to be a physical game. There's no question. And if we got to make some adjustments as the game progresses with the way it's been called, we will, as I'm sure they will, and that's what good teams do. So, but we're not going into this thinking anything other than getting ready for a big, you know, big fight and big physical fight.
Nine teams into the NCAA tournament from the Big Ten. How does that competitive conference help Ohio State and the other Big Ten schools?
Yeah. Listen, I said this. I think this league, when you consider 18 teams, and it's the deepest league in the country on any given night. Doesn't matter where you play. Like it forces you to play really well to have a chance to win. The other thing I think that's great about our league this year is a lot of different styles, and I think that helps prepare you for postseason. Because you've seen, you know, that maybe wasn't the case 5-10 years ago, but now you're seeing a ton of different types of basketball being played and being played at a high level in conference, which then I think helps you prepare for the NCAA tournament. So I'm just, you know, it's a grind. I don't miss playing in the Big Ten, you know, for our next game, but we're going up against a great team, so it'll, you know, like. That's what you know you're going to play a great team this time of year. But the Big Ten prepares you for that, certainly.
We'll talk more with Coach Diebler when we continue with our show, presented each week by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Buckeye fans, choose chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. It's got that crisp, refreshing taste that makes those moments when you choose to rise above the noise and choose chill even better. Coors Light is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics, so crack one open and take a sip. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Beer.
Hey, Ohio State fans, are you looking to score big with your home equity? Union Home Mortgage will help you unlock the value of your home and fund the promises you've made to yourself and your family. If you need to pay off debt, have home improvements, or whatever your family needs are, visit UHM.com and score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender and MLS number 2229.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, then Kohler Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. Auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk and Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeye.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. Your home for Buckeye basketball. This is the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Union Home Mortgage is the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Learn about their 1% down payment program at UHM.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 2229. And welcome back to our show this week as Ohio State gets ready to face TCU on Thursday at shortly after 12 noon in the NCAA tournament. Barry in Willard. With a
Willard,
sorry.
Home of the Flashes.
I was thinking Hilliard. Excuse me.
It's okay.
Personal foul announcer. From our Union Home Mortgage inbox list of questions, they're going to take that Hall of Fame offer back now. Is it good, bad, or indifferent in playing the first game of the day on Thursday?
I'm excited to have an opportunity to kick things off. You know, I don't know.
Paul. Okay.
I mean, I don't
understand.
I just know I'm excited. You know, we got a chance to kick it off right. And, you know, again, I think it's going to be a high-level game. Two really good teams who are playing really well down the stretch of the season. So let's get this thing started.
Well, you just had two games that are early starts in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, well, this thankfully is after noon. A couple of those, you know.
Those were right about.
Were in the a.m.
Yeah,
this one's got
time,
this one's got p.m. on it, so I like that. I like that a little bit better for us.
What do you look at as far as your schedule this week with, you know, traveling? I assume we haven't seen it yet, but to travel tomorrow, but then you have the open practice that you'll have to have down there and all of that.
Yeah, I wish I knew what our schedule was tomorrow. We're still waiting to find that part out. But we do know we get down there on Wednesday. We'll get down there tomorrow, and on Wednesday we'll have the open practice, which will be fun. I'm excited for our guys for that. We'll get some shots up in there, and then we'll have a practice offsite where, you know, it'll be more like a traditional practice. But, you know, I think, too, you guys know my philosophy on this. I don't want to overdo it on practice and make sure we got our best stuff on game day. So managing that, you know, maybe Thad will take my call now that he get his thoughts on that. And a couple other guys I'm close with, just to gather some information on kind of how they handled, whether it was an early game in the NCAA tournament and stuff, and lean on the staff for their experience. And then, you know, make some decisions on what we'll do exactly. But, listen, we're excited. Literally waiting to figure out what tomorrow's going to look like, and then we'll hit the road and get ready.
Yeah, I was talking to some of the guys yesterday and just shared with them that it is a special time, and I was fortunate enough to be on three teams that made it to the tournament and won Sweet 16. Never got to the Final Four, which we were good enough to go there, but just you talked about the practice where it's an open practice. That is going to be a blast for those guys. They've earned the right to be on a big stage. That's got to be fun. And I'm looking forward to seeing those guys enjoying that.
Yeah, me too. I think you got to embrace the moment. You know, we talk our guys all the time, like one day at a time, and you know that's part of that day before, and they should embrace it. Have the same joy they approach every day with when they're going through that. But you know, like we've been talking about for the last 48 hours, you know, really since we kind of got back from Chicago, it's like we're not done yet. You know, this isn't a hey, you know, whatever happens now. Like, great job. This is a hey, we earned this. Now let's make the most of it, and we're going to do that by, you know, approaching each day like we have been, and that's our mentality right now.
Is part of the success too the way that everybody's approached what you've talked about with recovery and rest and taking care of themselves?
Yeah, we have a culture in our program that, you know, it's different, I think, than it's been, and I don't know other programs, but I know in ours, we talk about it, we stress it. Our guys embrace the value of spending the extra time to recover and to eat right and to get rehab and all of those things. It's part of who we are, and we talked about it back in the summer when we talked about the margins and, you know, winning the margins, and like we want to recover better than any team in the country. We want to practice harder than any team in the country. We want, you know, like those are things like we can control how well we do those things. And so our guys have embraced that because they want to win. And there's a competitive spirit in our locker room that's been high level all season. So we got them convinced, and I think they feel it and believe that this is part of being your best on game day. You got to work to do it, and that's part of it.
We'll talk more with Coach Diebler when we continue with our show presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelight Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelight.com. Safelight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Inside the body, cancer divides, but inside the James, we unite. With nearly 300 cancer specialists, each focused on a single type of cancer, and over 1,500 researchers, relentlessly pursuing new discoveries and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Window Nation customers have been singing our praises for years. With fast, local service and an industry-leading 96% customer satisfaction rating, it's no wonder.
I researched window companies for the last year to see what the average prices were and the quality of work. Window Nation nailed both.
Right now, get four windows free with every four you buy, plus no interest for 2 years. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Schedule a free estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams. The agile, get it done teams. The achieve more together teams. And the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with three locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Abbott and the Big Ten. 18 schools. One blood drive competition with a life-saving purpose. We give blood. This season, your one donation helps save up to 3 lives. And together, we saved over 200,000. But the need for blood never stops. So keep your sleeves rolled up. Keep giving blood. Keep saving lives. Visit BigTen.org/Abbott to donate.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye football lives here. The Fan.
You're listening to the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeyes are known for paying it forward. That's why Buckeyes Care strives to serve the betterment of our community by positively impacting families across Ohio. Joint partners American Electric Power, Kroger, Donato's, the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the James Cancer Hospital, Huntington Bank, and WBNS-TV in Columbus. In supporting this cause at ohiostatebuckeyes.com/buckeyescare. And welcome back to our show with Coach Jake Diebler as Ohio State gets ready for the NCAA tournament. I know the video that came out about your gathering last night once everything was announced. You acknowledged the families of the coaches. And, you know, we get a chance to see when the families get to travel and some of the excitement that comes with all of that. But mostly
that's one way to put it, excitement. All the kids running around.
Their excitement, yeah.
The noise,
but
the crumbs,
the crumbs.
Oh,
but where I was headed with this is what you were kind of acknowledging is the sacrifice that these families make and how this has to, in its own way, be a reward for the families as well.
Well, I think, you know, our staff works really hard, and it's a lot of hours. It's a lot of time away from family. And so it is a sacrifice. And I mean, I think two of my youngest kids think I live at the shot, you know, like I had to explain. And there was a time period this season I was going home and my son was like, Daddy, why are you here? I'm like, well, son, I live here. It's like, you live at Ohio State. Like, and that's actually kind of like, in all seriousness, it's like a dagger in your heart, you know,
but it's a compliment
in that moment. But, so I love when our families are around. You know, I think it's great for our players to see our coaches as more than just coaches.
Yep.
And, you know, it's great for whether it's to be able to, you know, have lunch with them or just go on the court for 10 minutes. It's great for our staff to have those moments. And it's a real sacrifice from the families of our staff, you know, what they have to manage and all the things that go into, you know, being a family. Like, we have a family here, too. And it's a great time commitment to help this basketball family be successful. And so I'm appreciative of our staff, certainly, but appreciative of their families for the sacrifice that, you know, that it takes during the season for us to serve our players as well as we can. That's a real time commitment, and that's what we're about. We want to serve these guys as well as we can, help them grow as men, and, you know, help this program to win. And we've been able to do that this year at a high level, and, you know, we got to continue to do that.
Yeah, Paul and I have caught a number of games during the NCAA tournament. One thing that we have learned is that the timeouts are a little longer than versus the regular season. How does that help you in terms of being a better coach during the tournament?
Well, I think it helps us get a little more rest. Yeah. And I've had to use timeouts to rest us at times this year. So I'm just, you know, playing through the kind of those scenarios in my mind as to, you know, maybe we adjust. Like, there's literally been times where I've called a timeout, you know, before a media timeout coming up to give us that break and then a quick, you know, maybe a possession or two, then break again to help extend that. So we'll have that in these timeouts. I also think it's great. We're at a place right now in, you know, with our team where our players are being vocal in timeouts. Mm-hmm. So it allows more of that and allows kind of some of that more dialogue that I've been fighting for all season, you know, to get our guys to do. They're doing it now. So I like the ability to do some of that more. And we'll make that adjustment and make that change. And I think some of our guys will like having a little bit of extra rest in there.
Sure. Yeah. And strategic for substitutions, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you guys have probably watched us. We've substituted right before, mm-hmm. you know, if there's, for example, if, you know, it's 12:50 on the clock and we know there's a dead ball and we know we're getting immediate timeout at that under 12, we may make a substitution there to prolong rest for a guy, because now he might only miss a minute or a minute and a half of game time, but he's getting, you know, six minutes of rest. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the stuff, like, you know, we've tried to be really strategic with this year. And, you know, we'll make those adjustments for this game because those timeouts will be a little bit longer. I think that's you better say something right there.
I understand. Yeah, nonverbal cues. This is all about your team and everything, but how about Coach McGuff's team having home games here this week?
Love it. Love it. I think there's a lot to celebrate in Ohio State athletics right now. You know, Coach McGuff hosting is a big deal, and you know, good luck to them. We get to see them in this building a ton, and they got a great group there. So really excited about them. Our hockey teams.
Yes, that's gonna be the next question.
Both hockey teams. I got a chance to see the women's ice hockey team here against Yale for briefly while I was kind of going out and doing some recruiting, and you know, really impressive what they've been able to do, and excited for them in the, I think it's the Frozen Four, mm-hmm. is that right? Mm-hmm. And then our men's team in the Big Ten Championship, and so there's a lot happening, and I'm sure there's even more. I think wrestling's got a big weekend coming up. You know, Coach Ryan and his squad have done some great things this year, and I think that's up in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, yes. The national championship. So exciting time to be a Buckeye. All the way. Football started up practice again, so it's an exciting time to be a Buckeye right now. And we'll be, you know, we're going to focus on what we're doing, but try to be, you know, I got some guys who give me some updates on the other coaches around, because there's a great kind of connection, I think, within the department, and it's really cool to see.
Sorry about that, Paul. I was looking up a picture that I was going to show Coach Diebler. When last game, home game of the season, had a chance to meet your prize recruit, Anthony Thompson. He's just as tall as my teammate, Brad Sellers.
That's a good thing, right? Great young man.
You sure he's not 7 foot?
Not quite. But maybe he'll get there by the time he gets there.
Well, thanks as always, and we look forward to being down there in Greenville.
All right. Thanks, guys. Go Bucks.
Thanks for listening today to our show with Coach Jake Diebler, brought to you by Roosters as well as Incova Insurance and by the American Dairy Association Mideast. Join us Thursday as Ohio State opens play in the NCAA tournament against TCU. Our coverage from Greenville, South Carolina begins at 11:15 a.m. For Skip Mossick, Cole Bartimus, Ron Stokes, and Coach Jake Diebler, this is Paul Keels. Thanks for listening. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
When sudden illness or injury strike, Ohio State offers three types of urgent care to meet any of your needs. From traditional urgent care to our specialized orthopedic urgent care for activity-related injuries and advanced urgent care for more serious injury and illness. Our experts treat everything from broken bones to ear infections and colds and flu. Ohio State Urgent Care. This is world-class care.